Hello, welcome to my podcast on Touching Spirit Bear by Ben Michelson. Today we're going to be talking about Cole and his journey as a hero. The first thing that I would like to discuss is theme, which is a huge part of this book. There are a lot of themes in this book, but I'm going to talk about four. The first is anger, which is a huge overall theme. A lot of characters in this book are going through anger, but mainly Cole, because he's suffered from anger issues for a while now because of his abusive father. And because the anger is... The book is basically trying to teach you that anger isn't good. It shows you this when Cole attacks the bear out of spite and anger. And when that results badly, I think that was trying to tell you that anger isn't good. And that instead of being angry, you should forgive, which is my second one. Forgiveness, which is a huge, huge theme in this book. It's trying to teach you that you should not only forgive yourself, but forgive everyone around you and have empathy. Now, on a less lighter note than forgiveness, we're going to talk about lying. It shows you a lot of cases of Cole lying, the first being when he went to the meetings and pretended like he was doing it out of the goodness of his heart, but he wasn't. He didn't want to heal, he didn't want to do anything for Circle Justice because he hated them. He hated everyone, and so he lied so he would get a shorter sentence, and in turn, that took advantage of a lot of people, because a lot of people put a lot of money into sending Cole to the island, because they wanted him to heal. But unfortunately, he didn't want to heal, so he just ended up wasting that opportunity that he had. Now, the second and final, thing that I want to talk about in this podcast is mentors. Cole had tons of mentors. Almost every character in the book was some sort of mentor to Cole, but I'm going to talk about four because I feel like it. Now, the first I'm going to talk about is the first one that we meet is Garvey, the parole officer, who helped Cole through his anger and first introduced him to Circle Justice. And he was just kind to Cole, and shutting down Cole's ideology of everyone's mean, I need to stay away from them. And Garvey was the complete opposite of that, showing Cole that there are good people out there if you really try. Now, the second one that we meet is Edwin, the Tlinglet elder, who is home to the island that he was being sent to, or near it. And he was the first that taught Cole to lay in the water, the cold water, to shut down his anger and make him more calm and collected. And yeah, Edwin taught him calm and collectionness and the spirit bear, which is a really, really big one, because the spirit bear taught Cole that life is important, because when he got attacked by the spirit bear, he was very close to dying, but he chose to survive, and that's what the spirit bear taught him, that he never needs to give up, he needs to keep trying as long as he's alive. And then we have Peter, who takes a smaller role in teaching him, but still teaches him in small, subtler ways, as in how to approach somebody that is depressed like Peter because of the incident that happened with him. Yeah, and Peter really teaches Cole patience and how to care for other people. And that's really all I got for Touching Spirit Bear. I hope you enjoyed, and yeah, I highly recommend this book to anyone listening to this podcast. Bye.